Broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. Also wanted to just again quickly remind people that we were in desperate need of renewing subscriptions and giving us that monthly income that keeps all the bills paid, because we're really upping our game here now and doing extra filming and HD footage and stuff like that, which we haven't been doing before, which is a lot more time-consuming, a lot hard work, but for much better quality, so it's well worth it. Now, going back to reading emails from listeners, this one is from Ryan. In contrast to the last one we just read, Vinny, I have just recently started hearing your message. I found you while listening to an old broadcast of Jack Blood talking about how corrupt some truth movement people have become and that the world needs more honest, down-to-earth people like me, like you and others. It's only been a few days since I've heard you, and already you have inspired me to be a better person. I have always been a good person. It's just lately my life has gone south fast and feeling sorry for myself. But then I heard you on a broadcast on the Dave Boyle Show, and I have realized that my life isn't all that bad. Yes, I'm unemployed and have recently come days away from death. I struggled every day to get out of bed and move on to what has gone on in the past few months. I have a wonderful little boy who looks up to me in every way, and lately it's hard to look at him back. At the beginning of this year, my leg was broken. After all that, got hooked on those frickin' pain pills, which in turn, after getting hooked on them and telling my doctor I'm hooked, only to have her turn around and take me off them. Well, then I began giving my money to the dope-dealing CIA, ingesting heroin. Took that stuff for 10 days and got a blood infection that almost killed me. I was hospitalized up till 11 days ago, and with a broken leg and the rods that's in it, I can't work for myself anymore and lost all hope. Because like you, I hate working for someone else. I'm not sure why I'm telling you all this. A lot has to do with relating to how your past was and the awesome guy you have become. I have for years tried to point out the injustice that happens and the government lies that are fed to us Americans. I have lost friends and family relationships over trying to wake up those around me. I admire you in every way and aspire to be as smart and informed as you. Not sure again why I'm sending you this, just to tell you that you're the man and keep your head high. I'm going to get off my ass tomorrow and do something again with my life. I look forward to listening to more of your podcasts, and thanks very much, Vinny, from Ryan in Rochester, New York of the USA. That is truther. Okay? Having the ability to be inspired and wanting to go out and do something despite all the crap that is happening to you. That is the personification of the kind of thing that we all really should be aspiring to be, you know. Maybe I've helped people wake up and become inspired or be able to relate to other people better or something of that nature. You know, I've received emails to this effect. But the thing is, I can't be there with you in your life. I can't hold your hand or do everything every step in the way. You know, you really do have to make your own decisions and plot your own course through life and just use everybody as a source of inspiration, encouragement, and enlightenment. Use everybody you can in every single way you can. And make the decision to just really take responsibility for what's happening to you, despite all the bad things, and just get out there and do it anyway. You know?
Right, and if that's what you and I are, that's our role in this thing. And that's not a bad thing. Everyone needs something that inspires them. Everyone needs something that helps them get up in the morning. If you and I become that for our audience, then that means that potentially everyone who listens to us we'll get up and do something, and isn't that what we want?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, he may just be one of 100 people, one out of 100 that actually do decide, you know what, man, that really has shaken me out of my slumber. I'm going to go out and do something. Just for me, one person to be doing this with maybe the few crew members at American Freedom Radio and the guests that we have on the show, that kind of thing, very small amount of people can actually have a positive effect in people's lives. And I know that I'm now having this positive effect, and it makes me feel a lot more obligated to do even more to help people because I'm in a position where I can, therefore I must.
Absolutely. And people forget, if you look at the education system, it takes 12 to 16 years to program someone to be a slave. And all of a sudden, when you come to a realization you're supposed to shed all of that programming, it takes time. And it takes people informing, and it takes people researching, and it takes people specializing in certain fields and coming on radio and doing talks and doing seminars to wake people up. It's a lot of information that needs to get out, and it needs to be repeated over and over again. I've got kids. I tell you something. I have the same conversation with my children every day because they just don't, as soon as the sun wakes up, they've forgotten everything that I told them the day before, and I am constantly repeating myself. So if some people focus on information, that's great. If some people focus on rallying the troops and doing protests, that's wonderful. If some people focus on music, music is highly inspirational. That's great. If some people want to do a documentary, that's amazing. We need all facets of media involved in this and every way, shape, or form that we can get up and change things. And if your role is to do this one specific thing, that's great, because inspiration comes through information. And if it takes them, you know, something like 14, 16, maybe even 20 years to indoctrinate someone, think of all the years that we have to combat that indoctrination and get people to realize to the point where they actually want to get up and do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think of it kind of like the human body. Each organ in the human body has a role. You know, the skin, that's an organ that's designed to keep bad stuff from getting into your bloodstream, right? Your liver, it's meant to filter out toxins and poisons and things of that nature that somehow get ingested, whether that be alcohol or whatnot. Okay, everything's got a function, everything's got a role, and the entire body dies if even one of those things goes out. You know, you got kidney failure, you're dead, unless you got dialysis machine or a transplant. Liver failure, you're dead. Heart failure, you're dead. If anything fails, you're freaking dead, all right? That's how the body works. If your immune system's out, you get a small cold, achoo, you're dead. Okay? And this is how the truth movement works. Everybody's got their own specific role. They might be different. Some may be seen as more vital to the whole body overall, like the heart or the brain or something like that. But the heart or the brain cannot survive without the kidneys or the liver or the duodenum or the stomach or the long intestine or the reproductive organs for that matter. You know, you won't survive for long without those. And that's the end of the story. Okay, play your frickin' part. Keep this body of humanity alive. Don't think collectively about it. Just try and do your job really, really well. And if one of the organs fails, somebody else is going to have to come in and fill the shoes of that person who's failed. You know?
Right.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
And the good thing is more people are. More people have blog talks or radio shows. More people are starting groups on social media sites. More people are starting their own websites. More people are doing YouTube videos. So if it's like getting a transplant. So if one fails, we've got 10 behind you that are fresh and new and willing and able and ready, because one of the best motivators is when you're upset. And a lot of these people who first wake up, we go through the stages of grieving because we realize that our life is a lie. And when you get to that anger part, that's a huge motivator. Oh yeah, man, I'm really pissed off. I'm going to talk. Oh yeah, I'm going to expose you. Oh yeah, let's bring it on.
And what is unhealthy about that, you know? It's almost like some kind of religious zealotry, you know? Like a crusade, as it were, against scumbaggery and all of its works. And if you back down to evil, like true, unadulterated, horrific child sacrificing pedophile rings with the millions of missing children, evil, heaven help you. You know, what's your excuse, man? You're either all in or you're gone. You're worth nothing. Okay, this is the moment. This is the decision that you've got to make. Do I want to get exterminated? Do I want to, in lieu of extermination, accept perpetual slavery for myself and my forebears? Do I want all forms of freedom, all the light and good in this world, to go out? Do I want to live in perpetual darkness because of my inaction? If the answer is no, then you've got some very, very hard work to do. Waking yourself up, waking others up, getting active, making a frickin' difference. If you do nothing, you don't make a difference. So, ergo, in order to make a difference, it's not actually that hard. Just don't do nothing. Something. Anything. Whatever your skill base is. You know, I happen to have the gift of the gab. Boom, radio show host. Okay, fantastic. I can use my talent and you can use my skill, help people with it. If you are a musician, you can sing to people. You can communicate. You can get across really interesting, intricate, fabulous messages. You can go out to bars and play that kind of thing. You can change the culture to what you want it to be by being who you want to be and what you were meant to be. Do what you're meant to be doing, and I guarantee you the world will improve, if not for everybody else, at the very least for you, the person who's improving and taking action yourself without anybody else's permission. Suzanne Posel from Occupy Corporatism, thank you very much for joining me today. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your kind, loving attention. And, of course, your donations and subscriptions are highly valued. Thank you very much. We'll see you again sometime.